You're about to hear an inspiring message from the team at C3 Church Bathurst. It's our prayer that it will spur you to live your best life in Him.
Well, Christmas cards, I think, are not quite so done as when I was a kid. You agree? I remember as a boy, our entire wall, we had a wall at home with a kind of around a chimney, and the whole thing was lined with Christmas cards. And I know that the cost of postage has gone up and introduction of social media, and it's just easy to flick a text, isn't it? You know. But I remember the Christmas cards of old, and so many of them were around love and joy and peace. They seem to be the big three of Christmas, don't you think? And, you know, amongst the stars and the, you know, nativity scenes and pine trees and anything else that gets there, the themes in the middle of all those, love and joy and peace, seem to be the themes of Christmas, looking at those cards. And I want to talk to you about peace this morning because Jesus is the Prince of Peace and He is the gift that He's been given to us. And yet, in the middle of a very exciting time of year, sometimes it's not that peaceful. Ever found that? Like love, joy, peace. It should be a really peaceful time of year, but somehow we get so stressed, caught up in not just Christmas, but it's the end of year things. You know, so many workplaces work to deadlines. We've got to get it done by the end of the year. You know? Got to get it finished by the end. Everyone's crazily trying to finish their year because it's a calendar year end as well. That people's work life is crazy. And then you've got to think about Christmas and then family. And I've found it can be a really stressful time. The expectations around to have this lovely Christmas. If I can just get to Christmas, that's why I love Boxing Day. The Boxing Day, just do nothing. Watch the Boxing Day test. Watch Australia smash England again. It's very therapeutic. And there's those boats that, what do? They go from Sydney to Hobart. I know they do. But you know, the anxieties that surround us at Christmas sometimes are overwhelming. And it's not just, you know, what present do I buy someone, although that's stressful enough. Sometimes it's the thought of Christmas Day and gathering the family together, which may not have been together for a while. And you know, do we really trust aunt or uncle or grandpa, or, you know, is there going to be a little bit too much alcohol around? And is he going to start talking to that person? And, you know, sometimes it can be really stressful. Or maybe it's the absence of someone, you know, someone who's not with us or passed away, or and everyone's feeling that loss or that hurt. Or maybe it's things like, you know, the pressure of providing the right thing or the right present or the gift. And sometimes I've actually found Christmas to be very stressful. Sometimes people just switch off and say, forget it. I'm just going to run away. I'm not going to do Christmas this year. So it's a really odd time of year. And while we celebrate and we sing, and there is an undercurrent in our world, which is, well, it's not all rosy, is it? It's not all good. It's not all. And sometimes the dreams and the hopes of that year, well, maybe they didn't quite happen like perhaps I hoped it would. And you find yourself December 24 and it didn't really happen this year. Things I was hoping and praying for and wishing that they could shift. And now I find myself facing another year without those things. So Christmas is an odd time. And anxiety, I think, is the opposite of peace. It's one of the things that really cripple people, and in many ways is an anxiety epidemic around our world. Depression, afflictions, things that we feel like Christmas is the opposite of. Sometimes take a real toll at that time. So what's the solution? We find ourselves living in an anxious and stressful time. If Christmas isn't always that rosy, how do you cope with Christmas? Maybe I should have changed this title to Coping with Christmas instead of The Prince of Peace. Because it's true, isn't it? So many people, it's not that easy. So do we just put up with it? Maybe let's just hope that it all goes away. Maybe I just don't think about it. Maybe I just hopefully, and not just Christmas, but the anxious things in my world. You know, will I make it? What's next to you hold? How will I get through this? What's my career? What's my future? What's my family? How's that going to happen? Maybe it's just escape. It's just go on a holiday and forget about Christmas. Or maybe it's just, maybe just buy as many presents as we can and wrap ourselves up in possessions. Maybe we can just kind of have the biggest and the best. And or maybe it's just giving ourselves to success. Just going to work really hard and overcome. How do we deal with anxiety? Or maybe it's wellness. You know, the wellness movement. I'm not really sure what it is, but it's everywhere. It's pushed to be well somehow, body, soul, spirit. Yet somehow it's a little empty because something missing on the inside. Maybe it's in medication or in counseling. The problem is that none of these deal with the real issue of sometimes in our soul that there's a little bit of a limp. We're not quite as well as we probably hoped we would be by now. That's the paradox of humanity, isn't it? That we're made in God's image and we are incredible people. And yet inside of us, something a little bit broken. That no amount of counseling or wellness or success or can never quite overcome that. And it stares you in the face, and somehow everything rushes up to that at Christmas, doesn't it? Because you become more aware of it. The limp inside becomes, I need a wheelchair or a long holiday or something. But what if somebody could reach inside of me and heal my heart? What if all these external things didn't really work, but there was an answer? There was someone who knew the condition of my heart, but who could also do something about it. It's one thing to have knowledge, it's another thing to have the power to fix it. That's the good news of Christmas. That's why I get excited at this time of year, is that when everything else doesn't work, the one thing that does work will work. And the answer is not wrapped up under a tree, although I hope the big present under mine is my present. Rosemary's present. What is the real cure? Let's have a look at the Bible. Isaiah 9 verse 6, we've been looking at this month, it's actually the names of Jesus. And it's written hundreds of years before Jesus came. And it says this, it says, a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders. The world government, the ruling, he will have the authority of the world on his shoulders. And his name? His identity. His name. Have you thought about that? What's in a name? You know, I know you're given a name by your parents. In some cultures, they name you after, you know, whatever's happening at the time. We don't do that so much in our world. But, you know, for us, you know, my name is Lloyd, my surname. And so that means certain thing. I think it means grey in Welsh. I'm not there yet. What's there's another meaning? I'm not sure I want to say that. She said it was indecisive. Anyway. But what does I can't decide if I need to share that. But what is in a name? You know, it's an identity, isn't it? My name. I tell our kids all the time, you're a Lloyd when you go to school. Don't be a goose like other people, you know, like the Smiths. Any Smiths here? You know, we carry our name, don't we? Apologies to Smiths. I'll say you're a Lloyd, so you're probably not going to be the greatest sportsman ever, you know. It's in your name, you know, it's in your breeding, it's in your blood, but it's kind of like that. So what is in the name of Jesus? I better move on. His name, his identity is Wonderful Counselor. We looked at this. It's a mighty God. It's the Eternal Father and the Prince of Peace. He is Prince of Peace. He doesn't just bring peace. He is the Prince. He is the heir to the throne of peace. It's in his name. It's in his identity. So how does the Prince of Peace really help us in this anxious world, in this anxious time of year where so much is going on? Here's some clues in the Bible. Ephesians 2:14. It says, "For he himself is our peace, who made both groups into one and broke down the barrier of the dividing wall." Paul is talking about bringing, you know, old cultures together. Back in those days, it was the Jews and the Gentiles, and somehow they were together in one church. And, you know, it wasn't always easy to bring two cultures together. But he's saying, hey, there's actually, he is the one who will bring the dividing wall together. What is it today? What are the dividing walls in our culture today? What are the different groups that maybe didn't quite get on? You know, is it actual cultures, or is it men and women? You know, is it the generations, the older and the younger? Is it the different social classes? That's why I love church, because coming into church, like, none of those divisions count. We are one in Christ. It doesn't matter, male, female, older, younger, rich, poor, however you want to divide up our world, different races, ethnic groups. It's all so irrelevant, because he is the one who breaks down any barrier or dividing wall, anything. He'll break it down. But the key is in the first verse. He himself is our peace. That's a phenomenal statement. He, Jesus, himself. Not anything about him, not anything about what he even does, but himself is our peace. He himself is our peace. He's my peace. He's your peace. Together, peace. He is the one who's able to break down any divisions in society. He's the one who's able to solve divisions, the tensions that maybe happen on Christmas Day, or leading up to it, or afterwards. He's the one who can actually solve all the problems and the barriers and the things that we put up person to person. Why? Because he is peace. He is our peace. What is peace? Is peace the absence of problems? I don't think so. I don't think peace is the absence of problems. Peace is the presence of somebody who can deal with your problems, in the middle of your problem. I don't really see anywhere in the Bible that says all your problems are going to go away. In fact, often I read the opposite. He says in this, you know, lots of things we go into. But the point is that in the middle of a storm, in the middle of chaos, in the middle of anxiety, in the middle of times when it's really not going as planned, you can still have peace. He is our peace. You don't have to look to all kinds of alternate things, all kinds of helps and fix-me-ups, things like that. And if you want to get well, have wellness on the inside. Jesus is our peace. He will heal and mend. And secondly, 2 of 3, by the way, this is going all right, isn't it? Once we've received that peace, it can actually flow onto others. This isn't talking about a peace that's just for me. It's not just about my own well-being so that I can feel good about myself and have a nice time. No, Jesus is always about how is that going to help other people? How is your peace going to flow onto other people? And when you look at this scripture in Luke 2, it's in the middle of the story of Jesus' birth. And the angels saying, declaring over all of the shepherds and the things that we've seen, it says, glory to God in the highest. And on earth, peace among men on whom his favor is pleased. Glory to God. The angels are going, far out. This is an amazing thing. Look at this. Angels in the sky glorifying God. This is a cosmic event that the God who made everything came and visited. So there's this incredible power display. But in the middle of that, what does it say? Peace among men and women. Peace among the people of God. It's peace between people. This is fun. This is why Christmas is so exciting. It's because not only did we receive the peace that comes right inside and heals us, but we also receive peace that can flow across us. to our family, to our friends, to our neighbors, to our workmates, even the people that we really don't get on with or would rather steer around, you know, when we meet them. That same peace that I carry can actually make a huge difference in the world. I was talking maybe a week and a half ago, I was with a colleague just at a work meeting for the schools that I work with. She was telling me, she said, I've just been to a funeral. She said, I don't really believe in God. I just, you know, was at this funeral. But it was a Christian funeral. Perked up my ears. Here we go. Good. It was hard to know how to talk to people sometimes about your faith, isn't it? But she started it, which is brilliant. And she said, I went to this funeral and the mum, and it was a little boy. It was quite a tragic event. Little boy died in a workplace accident. Horrible. And she was a teacher of this little boy. And she was just completely lost it because she taught this little boy, a 10-year-old. And one of the most devastating things you'd ever have to do as a teacher is to go to the funeral of your child. But the mum and the dad were Christian. And she said, I could not get over how peaceful they were. It was tragic for sure. He said, but she said, they had such a peace. In fact, they even invited me as the teacher to come and stand at the graveside and just to say something. And she said, as I approached the graveside as a little boy, mum and the dad were smiling at me with incredible peace. And she said to me, she said, I don't have that. I don't have that peace. I need that. I said, well, funny you should ask. I said, and I honestly said to her, I said, because I have that same peace. I said, I've been through lots and lots of things. And in the middle of chaos, in the middle of really tough times, I know the peace of God that carries you through. And it's not just peace for me personally. You see, this mom and the dad, this little boy had such a peace that it was peace among men and women. That peace that they had was able to be transferred across people. That's the kind of peace that Jesus brings. Not just for me personally, but that so affects me that it affects other people too. We've got it. Number two is to let his peace flow to others. When you've received his peace, let it out. Let it out. So that the first how do I get this Prince of Peace into my world and how does it make a difference is firstly to receive Jesus, that he himself is our peace. The second is to let this peace flow to others. And thirdly, it's to get rid of anxieties. In fact, the Bible says in 1 Peter 5, it says to cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. Because you will keep getting anxious. There's going to be things happen every day that cause you to be anxious. You find that? I just flick on social media something and then somebody's done something and then suddenly you're anxious about it. Suddenly, oh, I wish I could do, oh, that looks good. Or how come they ever, how can, he looks, ever felt that? Suddenly you start comparing yourself to other people. Suddenly you're in another world and you're just going to bed and then suddenly you're all traumatized because someone's had a holiday somewhere or someone looks better than you or someone's family's more functional than yours. You know, it's like all these comparisons because we all paint this beautiful picture on social media. And within seconds, you can be anxious, you can be nervous, you can be downcast because suddenly we're playing the great comparing game. You know, or legitimate, real anxieties can happen every day. You know, we live in a really challenging world, don't we? You know, kinds of world political affairs, stuff going on. Things in Melbourne last week. Wow, no wonder people get anxious. But here's a solution. It's not just having the Prince of Peace inside of you. You then continually need to get rid of anxiety. And in fact, 1 Peter says, just to cast. And I think of fishing when I see that word. I'm a hopeless fisherman, but I know how to cast. And I want to get that bait as far as I can away from me to cast, to throw. Maybe that's not, doesn't work so well. Maybe I just need to put the bait right down. But you know that word of cast is to throw, is to get rid of. All those anxieties, all the things. That's why prayer is so good. It's like at the end of the night, you can just throw all those things on Jesus. It's like he's on the cross. He's carrying your anxieties and your problems and issues. But you can just literally cast them onto him. Please take that, take that, and take that, and take that. And he will deal with that and give you the strength to cope with that and give you the peace that you need. So it's a really simple message this Christmas. The peace of God, the Prince of Peace, is here. He's here. He's done it. He's made it possible by coming as a baby. You and I have the opportunity of grabbing hold of that peace so that it makes a difference on the inside of us, so that it transforms our world. And it gives us peace where we think it shouldn't be possible to have peace right now, but I feel the peace of Christ. And we can share that with other people. We can offer that, help people in the peace of God. And you will find that as you continually give Jesus your anxieties, that you can breathe. You can be the you that you're supposed to be. Not so wrapped up in the things that are coming and going, but he's there for you.
Thanks for listening. We would love to connect with you. Our services are on Sundays at 217 Howick Street at 10 a.m. for a 10:30 service. Or visit us on the web at c3churchbathurst.org.
Come like a river, come like a flood. Let us be overwhelmed, baptized in your love.